Good afternoon, American Fork High School. This is Richard Kramer representing the UMEA here at the Wasatch Invitational on Saturday, October the 3rd. I'll be doing visual effect for you this afternoon. I want to wish you the very best of luck. It's a great performance. We'll be back as soon as you're ready to begin.
Their 2015 field show, Red Sky.
All right, American Fork, here we go. Wow, really strong, impressive moment happening right here. Nice cohesiveness happening between the guard and the band right there to create that impressiveness and that impression. That kind of sway, that kind of using the body right there in terms of expressiveness and the angularity of the body, but the uniformity and the way it just really, really nicely, in a sense of unity, created that essence right there. It was really a nice job. Okay. Dynamic efforts happening from the sabers and the weapons downstage right there. Not too much. It's not too heavy, which is good to see. Crisp and clean feeling with the block of silks up there in the upper corner. Good. Love the way you segmented the woodwind choir and created those little nodules, those little interesting use of the foot placement, the way the lower half is developing there in the woodwind choir. Good. Again, the lift and release visually there for you, developed well. Now a little bit more velocity happens as we break apart here. Development that's happening, taking the guard off the stage right there, just allowing the band to show, using the stage, and using that spatial relationship to just fill it with horns. Interesting. Unison effort right there, really strong sense of clarity of the expression and clarity of the excellence right there with the unison effort with the silks right here, creating an impact for you, definitely. Very strong in excellence. Good job. Impressive with the color guard, impressive with the spatial relationships of the band. I like the use of the body right there. I like the unity and the way it almost feels like. like one person out there with the ensemble this large, creating that energy with the shaping of the body. You sustain mood, you sustain the height, and you sustain the level without sacrificing excellence and sacrificing timing, especially within the color guard. And you create those moments of excellence. You create those moments of energy and emotional moments and resolve those impact points successfully without becoming cluttered. Wonderful. Interesting. The sculpture shaping is happening over here with the circle over on the right side. While you have the segmented brass choirs over here on the left, the color guard dancers in the center right here. Interesting. Sense of variety that you're showing us as far as how you're staging and how you're visualizing these moments. But then it goes right into this nice big arc form. And again, you use that very slow sequential to create that shaping with the body. Wonderful. Just really, really neat clarity right there. Good job. Okay. Okay, utilizing the percussion feature for the weapons and for the band to explore a little bit wider range out here on the periphery. Watch the control on the linear, on the zip ring, a little bit sloppy. That's probably the sloppiest thing you've had in the show. From an excellence standpoint, that's the one that can use the most attention. Wonderful punctuation moment happening there with the gesture, this upper body gesturing right there. Good. Aggressiveness, the way you use the aggressiveness, you use the body, you use the punctuations there with those impact moments. Good. Just opening that form and scissoring and open those forms up into the single bound form, and with clarity, with consistency and spatial relationships. Magnificent moment. Good job. Good job in terms of the way you're layering it. You're kind of pulling the color guard out in waves and creating that effect with the red silks right here. Moment as we push the band down, creating these developing pinwheels. Yeah. Very powerful in terms of the set, in terms of the visual nature. Use the velocity with the spinning of the silks in the back, creating a cohesiveness and a frame of the event right there. Again, nice job. I really am impressed with the clarity of the program and the clarity of what you're trying to do when you're trying to do it. You seem to provide a lot of variety. You seem to try different things in terms of the sculpture or the different types of shaping things that you're trying to do with the woodwind choir, the brass choir, and the band. You don't overutilize the color guard, and you don't try to make them do something they can't do. There's some developmental things that are happening within the program that work wonderfully for you. You're successful in terms of creating image and creating clarity through your excellence. I really appreciate that, and I want to wish you the very best. Good luck.